It's hard to say goodbye to someone we love. But the disciples returned to Jerusalem with great joy. So it seems a little strange that they were not filled with sorrow and grief that Jesus was gone. These were the same disciples that had seen their teacher and friend tortured and killed. These were the same disciples that abandoned him, denied him, and doubted him. These were the same disciples that continued to hide even after they heard of his resurrection. So what changed? What changed was that Jesus was raised to new life. When Jesus left them for the last time, they were joyful because his last words to them was a promise. He promised to always be with them. According to Webster's dictionary, joy is the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires. What brings you joy? Where do you search for joy? Some people look for joy from other people. Some are searching in the things they can buy or from the lottery ticket in their pocket. Some people seek joy in fame and glory, while others seek joy in power and prestige. The more we search, the more time we spend on cheap thrills and things that give us temporary gratification, things that will always fall short of true joy. To me, Webster's definition comes up short of what real joy is. We all want to live in a state of happiness, but the more we search, the more we are overcome with feelings of emptiness, feelings that life has no meaning. The world has a shortage of joy and a surplus of fear and worry, discouragement, depression. Even the pursuit of happiness does not bring deep and lasting joy. We turn to God for answers. We want God to provide us with the things that we think will bring us happiness, such as a new job, a new car, a bigger house, more money, more power. Why can't God just make things easier? He does not have to take away all of our problems, but he could make things just a little bit easier. It just doesn't seem fair. We try so hard, we do everything we can to follow Jesus, and this is what we get. We still have to worry about our next paycheck. We pray and pray that our loved one would not die, but they did. That promotion and raise would have been nice. After all, we worked really hard. Happiness is an emotion. Happiness is a glad feeling that depends on something good happening. Happiness comes and goes. A common mistake we make is to think that getting something will make us happy. We often confuse happiness and joy. God wants us to experience happiness, but his greater desire for us is to have joy. Joy isn't just a laugh or a smile. Joy is something that is deep inside. When you have joy, you will know it, and others will know it as well. Joy comes from God. God's joy continues to flow through us even during our suffering. Suffering will always be a part of our lives. Everyone suffers, but it is not who we are. Joy is the result of God's Spirit within us. Joy does not depend upon how we feel or what we are going through. True joy embraces all the emotions we are experiencing, but does not allow those emotions to control us. We will experience sadness and fear, but we can still have joy at the same time. God is the source of all joy, just as he is the source of truth, love, and mercy. Everything we have comes comes from God. You may think it is due to your good fortune or your ingenuity or even your hard work. But God is the source of all that is good. Everything we have comes from God. You may think of it, since it came from God, it is only right that we should thank God. You may think that you have nothing to be thankful for, but you have much to be thankful for. We should be thankful for our families and our health. We should be thankful that we have food to eat and plenty of clean water to drink. If you have a place to sleep, clothes to wear, and a car to drive, you have much to be thankful for. We need to be thankful for the jam on our toast, for the milk in our cereal, for a warm blanket, for our favorite pillow, for that ugly sweater we have to wear once a year. I've seen people living in a home with a dirt floor, and they are thankful that they have a place to live. They have to walk to the river to get water to cook with and to bathe with, and the water is not clean. I wouldn't drink it. But they are thankful that they have water. We tend to take our blessings for granted, and we focus on what we don't have. We're always looking for the next best thing. We try to keep up with the Joneses. We need to thank God for all the small things in our lives. We must learn to be grateful, to develop an attitude of gratitude. Giving thanks to God helps us realize how He is working in our lives. A grateful heart sees each day as a gift. When we live a life of gratitude for who God is and what He has done for us, we will be filled with joy. Your assignment, starting today, is to develop an attitude of gratitude. Learn to say thank you to God for your blessings. Do it every day, throughout the day. We are always thankful for the big things in life, birth of a child, buying our first home, a promotion, graduation. But how often are we thankful for the little things, the everyday things that we encounter without even thinking about them, such as a hot shower, air conditioning, electricity, refrigerators, ice makers, soft sheets, nice comfortable recliner, or a swing under a shade tree. Think about the things you enjoy and thank God that you have them. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Ascension. We celebrate the day Jesus was taken up into heaven. His ascension gives us the strength of the Spirit, which gives us the confidence we need in order to live in this world. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is within each one of us. This is the same Spirit we received at our baptism. It's the same Spirit that gives us the power to be messengers of hope and joy in this world. The ascension of Jesus is a reason for great joy. Because of His ascension, we can go to heaven. We are invited into the very life and love of God for all eternity. This reality gives me joy. This is a new day for the whole world.